Parliament is enjoined to scrutinize and debate the economic policy and financial statements tabled in the House to ensure that the policies of the executive reflect the collective interests of the citizens. The progress of our country, Ghana, therefore, rests squarely on the attention and devotion, honesty and objectivity demonstrated by honorable members of Parliament in the approval process of the financial statement and economic policy. Additionally, the national budget approval process is an onerous responsibility that must be discharged from an informed position. It is in the recognition of this that Parliament has instituted this platform to provide honorable members an opportunity to incorporate expert inputs in the consideration of the financial policy. It is also to promote better understanding of the complexities of the national budget as a technical document. The budget is a technical document, and being a technical document, you will need 39 people to assist in trying to understand some of the issues that are raised in the budget. And so this post-budget workshop is to create that opportunity for our brothers and sisters who have the technical expertise to take us through the budget to be able to give us the right support and capacity to be able to debate the budget and forum on behalf of the people approve it for the government to implement in 2015. We also have the role to disapprove the budget. But before we do that, we should understand what we are approving or disapproving. And this is a process for us to get the necessary inputs to be able to improve upon what is presented to us before the approval.
Members of Parliament are obligated to ensure not only that the needs of their electorates are met, but also that public money has been equitably raised, well spent, and can be properly accounted for. Parliament is a supreme representative institution of the people. But we are not alone in projecting the views of our electorates. Civil society, the media stand for the same cause. This is what is referred to as direct representation of the people. And if Parliament fails, they will fail again to do the same work. Civil society trying to represent the people in a very bold manner. That should tell us in Parliament that there are a few things that perhaps we are not doing right.